This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, being involved, being engaged, being part of the conversation. Please, I'll wait. Please, go up to the website, realside.com. All right? Give me your email address. It ain't that hard. Doesn't require a whole bunch of thought. Right? You give me the email address. I send you one email a week. That's it. Just to find out or let you know, give you information on who we're going to have on the show and what we're doing and the stories we're going to be discussing and some of the things that we're selling. It's okay. You don't have to buy any of them. I'd love it if you bought them all, but you don't have to buy any of them. Right? I mean, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. I appreciate the time you spent with me. A couple of weeks from now, we're going to go to CPAC. It's the largest conservative action convention on the planet. I don't know who we'll see or not see there. I'll let you know as the days go on. We'll be broadcasting from there. And I always say we broadcast live, but it's kind of live. I'm there live. But it's because, you know, all the good stuff happens early in the morning. We'll do the best we can to bring you as many people as we can on a daily basis. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. So, I know that we're tired of hearing about this election on a regular basis. What's going to happen with Stone, what's going to happen with Corzine, what's going to happen with all these, as Mueller is wrapping down or winding up or whatever you want to call it, his investigation, you're going to see a lot of this crazy stuff happening, mostly to cause chaos, confusion. But don't let it do it. Don't let them do that to you. Even if we find out that Stone's lying, and let's just say we find out that Corzine's lying, and they somehow got together with Julian Assange and wanted to make sure that Julian was going to go ahead and release whatever emails he got from the Russians on Mrs. Clinton. And let's say that Stone said to or told Trump, hey, they're going to release all kinds of stuff on your opponent. I'd be shrugging my shoulders too and going, yeah, okay, great. What do you want to tell? No, don't do it. If this is nasty, see, you have nothing to hide. I would say the same thing on a regular basis. Hey, you want to look at my wallet? I got nothing to hide. You want a national ID card instead of so I can use it to vote as well? I got nothing to hide. It's okay. What's the problem? So if you got nothing to hide, you don't have anything to worry about. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Van Jones and Sheila Jackson Lee, I mean, isn't this a great group of people? Van Jones, John Lewis, Sheila Jackson Lee, all of them have opposed the justice reform because they just didn't want Trump to have a victory. That's right. It's like everything else that's going on right now. He could get ready to sign a law or ask for law to be passed, right, to throw every nickel we have, take all the money away from the military and throw it into a cure for cancer because he's sure we can do it in less than a year. They wouldn't approve it. They wouldn't allow him to do anything that's going to give him credit for doing something right. Now, prominent liberal Democrats that were opposed to 2018's criminal justice reform and CNN progressive commentator Van Jones all think they know why. President hopefuls Senators Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, they all joined Senator Dick Durbin and Representative John Lewis and Sheila Jackson Lee, calling for a first step back, a step backwards, right? Now, they did this in a May, I want you to put the dates together, write them down. They all got together and did this in May of 2017. They called it the first step back, a step backwards. Right? And he said, I think publicly they were saying it doesn't go far enough, Jones said in the video. He says, I think privately they just didn't want Trump to have a victory. This comes from Van Jones, who's involved with these people on a daily basis. The bill was prominently championed by an unlikely alliance of Jones, billionaire, industrialist, Charles Koch, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, Kim Kardashian West, Utah Senator Mike Lee. President Donald Trump signed it into law on December 21st at the conclusion of the 115th Congress. And just a day before the partisan gridlock kicked off the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Now, while Senate Democrats ended up voting in lockstep for the act, joining the GOP to beat back a 12-vote law and order protest, 57 Democrats, including Representative Lewis, Barbara Lee, Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson, Elijah Cummings, Al Green, Joseph Kennedy, ended up voting against the law. Why would you do that? Why would you vote against the law when you've been screaming about how bad the justice system is towards the African-American community? See, I'm not the genius in the room. I need to understand. I need, if one of you guys out there know what it's all about, send it to me. The first 2019 meeting of Koch's seminar network brings together allied leaders and organizations with 634 partners and donors who give $100,000 or more a year. Now, the Libertarian Network, which is made up of largely center-right conservative and Republican donors, is frequently hit by players on the left and the right. Now, Trump was targeting them for opposition to his trade and immigration agenda, and we'll hit more on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Why would Dems be against prison reform? It makes no sense. We'll be back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastin. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you, but you know what? I just like the good old guitar riffs. You know what can I tell you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being part of the conversation. Head over to the website. A lot going on there. Let me get back to this. We're talking about how could Dems, who are for the downtrodden. They keep talking about the disparities among how many African Americans are in our jail systems as opposed to whites and others. President Trump puts together, at the request of Kim Kardashian and a few others, puts together a great plan to help reform the prison systems, the justice system. You would think the Democrats would jump all over it. Not only jump all over it, but, you know, add to it, be part of it, or what have you. And to my point about them hating him so much that they're not willing, they wouldn't allow a drowning baby to be saved if Trump was going to get credit for it. Not going to happen. They wouldn't allow a cure for cancer. They wouldn't allow it to get out if they thought Trump was going to get credit for it. Really. Let me tell you what. You know, the mafia looks like a Girl Scout troop next to the Democrats. The Libertarian Network, which is made up largely center-right conservatives and Republican donors, now they're hit by players on the left and right on a regular basis, right? And, you know, they've been targeted by Trump for their opposition to his trade on immigration and all that kind of stuff. Now, despite a reputation for national campaign politics since its inception in 2003, the network has worked in a number of less political areas, particularly education, community, poverty, and so on. The past several years, however, they've been working hard to get politics, to get these politicians to come together and do something about our jail issues. Now, Jones had protested the Cox seminar, the Koch Seminar Network, in 2011, when its opposition to President Barack Obama and his government to take over health care. He says, when I went to that protest, I was focusing on areas we didn't have in common, not even aware that there were any areas that we did have in common, he said. I had no idea who was in the building. They had no idea I was outside. They didn't know what was in my heart at the time. They didn't know my story, and I didn't know theirs. That's according to Jones. This idea of basic human dignity that sometimes we do agree on, he continued, and once you start realizing, wait a minute, now there are some principles here in common that I can work with. This has been such an interactable issue for so many years everywhere. Koch Industry Special Counsel Mark Holden has said in a video with the White Horton to the Clinton bill crime. He says, you name it. So we needed broad bipartisan support. Why couldn't he get it? Why? See, this is the part, this is proof positive that they don't care what's going on. He can't succeed. He cannot do the right thing. He cannot have a victory under his belt. And the victories he has had, the things that have worked out right, he can't take credit for. Or they won't let him. They keep telling him it was because of Obama. But again, I'm back to, if it was Obama's credit that we're doing well, doesn't he also get credit for the fact that the stocks tank from day to day or every couple of days and then come back? I mean, who gets credit for all of that? Or is that because of, again, because of Trump? Remember, because that's how it was, what, the first 5 years of his presidency, President Obama. Everything good was because of him. Everything bad was because of Bush. And if you plug in the same logic that they have now, that 2 years in, Trump being president is all because of the, policies that Obama laid down, then wouldn't you have the same thing with President Bush and Obama? Right? Anything good that happened under Obama, would that be because of President Bush and the policies he laid down? Anything bad that happened under Obama? Obama lets you know it was Bush's fault? Right? I'm just trying to use the same logic, aren't you? I mean, this is the craziness that's going on the left. It's something they had been asking for years and years and years. Starts to come to fruition what actually may happen. And because Trump would get credit for it, they want to nix it. They don't want any part of it. They don't want him getting any credit for it. You know, Reagan said, if you don't mind somebody else getting credit for, in essence, doesn't matter what you do good, right? Being on a school board, I really don't care who gets credit for it as long as it gets done. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you, no, it's me. As long as the kids get what they need, as long as the school gets what they need, as long as the resources come about, I don't care who takes credit for it. People know. Eventually people know who did and didn't do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's talk about this other good stuff. Trump tweeted the other day, and some people think he did it to get the pressure off. I'm not so sure I believe that. But he tweeted about studying the Bible. And he began the, you know, first week after the shutdown. Kind of an odd tweet. I mean, it's not something he usually does. It looked like it was a random endorsement of the Bible, a Bible study in public schools. Right? Nobody's really talked about it. Nobody's really talked about bringing it back or letting it happen. Now, the Monday morning tweet made some sense when Twitter users saw a segment about Bible literacy bills. Numerous states introducing Bible literacy bill classes, giving students the option of studying the Bible, Trump wrote. He says, you know, we're starting to make some turns backwards, and I feel great about it. He should feel great about it. Look, if we can study Islam, if we can study Buddha, if we can study Hinduism, if we can study every great religion or every religion that there is on the planet, or try to anyhow, in high school and junior high, why can't you study the Bible, written texts of big religions? Why couldn't you study the Torah when it comes to Judaism and study it under, I don't know, literature? Right? Is there absolutely to be no study of religion in school whatsoever? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what I'm thinking the left believes? Because I'm tired of hearing about separation of church and state. Doesn't mean we get to separate common sense and reality, right? I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developments regarding the State of the Union after President Trump delivers his address Tuesday, February 5th,
Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams says she's honored to have been picked. She gained national attention when she tried to become the first female black governor. Word is she may run for Senate.
It's cold, that's for sure.
Nasty winter weather hitting a good part of the country. USA Radio's Alicia Cowan in Wisconsin, where Wednesday the high expected to be minus 11 degrees and the low minus 29.
Some things that we're doing to prepare, putting plastic at our windows. Usually we turn down our heat at night when we go to bed. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to keep our heat up at 70 so that our furnace doesn't have to work so hard. It's so cold.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Bad 70s movie music. I'm Joe, the senior host. B-movie music. I mean, the song is good, but I mean, you'd hear that stuff in the B-music movie, remember? I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. So head up to the website. Give me your email address. I don't want your firstborn. I just want your email address and send an email once a week, and he lets you know what's going on the show and what we're going to be talking about and the guests we might have on. We were talking about President Trump tweeting about Bible study. The kids should be allowed to have Bible study in public schools. I don't have a problem with that. And not because I'm a Christian, because there's other studying going on. There's other things they're allowed to learn. Why not? And the Supreme Court's already said it's cool. You're not teaching religion. You're talking about or there's teaching. And remember, it's not mandatory. But they, you know, here they go. Here they go. You ready? Here they go. You ready? There's a separation of church and state. But there's no separation of books from education. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. That comes from North Dakota Representative Aaron McWilliams, a Republican. Now, he co-sponsored the bill. McWilliams said, adding that unless schools allow classes about religious texts, the state ends up establishing a religion of secularism by not having anything else. Now, the rise of Bible literacy bills have stirred nationwide controversy. Christian legislators like McWilliams say that the classes are intended to educate students about an important historical text. Civil liberties groups like the ACLU argue that encroachment upon the separation of church and state. Yeah, but again, how? How is it if we even talk about Islam, we should be able to talk about Christianity? If we talk about Islam, we should be able to talk about Judaism. If we talk about Islam, we should be able to talk about Buddhism, right? Or is it just one? Trump really hasn't weighed in on the issue before. He hasn't made prayer in schools a piece of his agenda. But his long, solid support among evangelical voters is slipping. And his relationship with Fox News has been rocky. You know, that's a true statement. I think it has been. And the reason I say it is you look at what's going on over there. You look at how they're looking at things, including Trump. And everything is a jump on Trump. And no, they're not, for some of you on the left that are listening, they're not finally figuring it out. Something is going on. When you think about it, the only reason they keep, the only reason they keep, you know, Hannity and Carlson and Laura Ingraham on is because they're the ones making the money for that station or that network. The real money. Now Trump hasn't waited a minute. Now he is having some slippage along evangelical voters, but part of that is because they have no spine. I'm not saying you support the man no matter what he does. But if you're really going to vote between two people who are going to stick up for your religious rights, right, or going to stick up for your secular rights, which one would you choose? Right? Now, what are Bible literacy bills? Do you have a clue? Anybody know what they mean? Conservative groups recently have been coordinating in the states to introduce bills that would allow classes on the Bible in public schools. As USA Today detailed in a recent article, the legislation is a product of an initiative called Project Blitz. It's coordinated by conservative Christian political groups. It's about time these people figure it out. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I keep saying, stop, and I mean stop, stop playing like they do. Stop playing this political game like gentlemen at a card table. You need to go at this. This needs to be big time in their face. This needs to be guerrilla warfare like they play it. We need to be all around, all over them like they're all over us with this stuff. In the past year, such bills have been introduced in North Carolina, Missouri, Indiana, West Virginia, Virginia, and Florida. The bill allows students to take an elective class about the Bible and Hebrew Scripture. Has already been signed into law in Kentucky. Look, the ACLU and the Freedom From Religion freaks have already been beating this up. They've already gone after schools that have after-school programs about the Bible. Now, we have satanic classes in the afternoon. They're perfectly okay. Because it's not really a religion. It's kind of a goofy club kind of thing. It's not a big deal. Right? But they've come after because you can't even have religious conversation on school property. I mean, this is how far these people go. You can't even have religious conversation on public property. You can't take the money from the church, right? Because that's all of a sudden now you've got money from the church, which is religious money. I didn't know money had labels like that. Religious money, non-religious money, dope money. I guess we could do it all. Prostitution money. We could do it all, right? Amanda Tyler, Executive Director of the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty, she told USA Today that Project Blitz has put out more than a 100-page playbook that lays out very plainly the strategy to pass these bills in the Senate or the House. Or, I'm sorry, to pass it in a local legislature. Right? And the ACLU provided a copy of the 2018 version of the playbook called The Report and Analysis on Religious Freedom Measured Affecting Prayer and Faith in America. Right? Model legislation and talking points within it advocate for preserving the country's Judeo-Christian heritage. Well, why not? Why not keep or at least teach about in truth and reality, teach about what this country was founded on? What our founding fathers, you know, it's always amazing to me that these religious groups or non-religious groups, these atheist groups, think, believe, say that our founding fathers wanted to have nothing to do with religion when one of the first books that they wanted to fund, to print and hand out was the Bible. I remember in those days there weren't taxes, if you would. Now, let me see. How did they make money in the early days? How did they run this country? Anybody know? Anybody? I know. Tariff money. Everything was done by tariffs. That's how they made their money. That's how they ran the government. That's how they paid for things. They're afraid that it enshrines the conservative values in public policy. For instance, the groups say that marriage and child adoption should be practiced only by heterosexual married couples. Lawmakers supportive of the legislation say there's a way to offer Bible classes in public schools that comports with the Constitution. Civil liberties organizations argue that Project Blitz's true motivation is to promote Christianity, not to offer classes as academic pursuits. Right. Just like Planned Parenthood, when they get on high school and college campuses, they're only there to teach you about safe sex. Right. No, it's not right. It is not all about safe sex for them. There's no limit on sex for them. The bottom line with them is that if you get in trouble, if something happens, you know where to come to get it fixed. Like it's broken. Like being pregnant is being broken. That's the sad part about all of this. NPR and PBS NewsHour, the Marist poll released a poll last week showing that his support is slipping, or Trump's support is slipping among evangelicals from the approval-disapproval split. 73 approve, 17 disapprove. Now, that was last year. This year it's closer to 70-30. And that's, again, that's because people are listening. They're listening to the local, to the local left-leaning news as opposed to checking it out on their own. You know, I've heard some of my evangelical friends, my Christian friends, will say, I don't like the way he speaks. I don't like how harsh he is. I don't like how nasty he is. Apparently, they've never read Jesus speaking to the Pharisees or Sadducees. He never read the part about where Jesus was pretty much yelling at the apostles on the ship. Right? I mean, we could go on and on and on about things that Jesus did that weren't very nice and sweet and easy to deal with. Now, Trump is not very familiar with the Bible. Nobody's gonna say he's some kind of scholar or almost some kind of scholar. He almost never goes to church. Right? He hasn't lived the life of a saint, but none of us have. And he's somehow popular, very popular, as the article puts it, among white evangelists. Really? Have you ever seen the people standing around him? Not many white people there. They're mostly black evangelists. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on this after the break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep there they go. Control.
Time war. Because it was so much better in the 70s. I saw somebody yesterday. I hope she doesn't listen to the show. Anyway, I saw somebody at an event, and she had bell bottoms on, and I mean bell bottoms, and they had been, I guess, customized for 2018. I don't know, 2019, and bell bottoms don't look any better today than they did back in the 70s. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you so much for being part of the process. I really do appreciate it. All right. We were talking about President Trump seeming to be okay with or pushing that it was okay for us to teach, Bible as literature, Bible studies in schools. They already got one in schools now. they're sanctioned, and the courts have stood behind you being able to have it. Pretty much anything that's student-led, you can have on campus. So if you want to be pro-abortion and pro-life on campus, yes. Not a problem. Anyway, a new poll shows that Trump is slipping among evangelicals. But see, again, we go back to polls. They have not really been right, have they? They have not been on, if you would. So I'm not going to think that these are going to be on either. And Trump seemed to be somewhat familiar with the poll when asked, but he didn't seem to really care. He kind of dismissed it. Now, he doesn't. Again, we all know he's not familiar with the Bible. I did not vote for a pastor-in-chief. I just didn't do it. Right? And when you think about what you want up there, I don't need a guy that speaks softly. I don't need someone that's going to be presidential. We're at a point now in this country, have been for a while, we need to get things done. Really that simple. We just need to get things done. And if Trump has to be harsh about it at times to make it happen, fine, so be it. You know, it's been said before that the president can't afford the amount of time that he dedicates to watching Fox News. You know, he's too much paying attention to what they're doing. But frankly, I watch Fox News a lot. But I also go and look at the other news sources. I line them up with each other. Look, when you have CNN, MSNBC, ABCD, you know, just all of those alphabet news sources and the headings, the titles, the conversation is almost exactly the same on every station. Who's telling them what to say? Because they're not doing it themselves. Come on, be honest about it. There's no way. You're going to have variations. You're going to have fluctuations in the way you deal with this stuff. But not when it comes to mainstream media. Doesn't work that way. And you know what? Anybody who's watched Fox for any length of time knows that they are not 100% Trump-friendly anymore, are they? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. They're not there for him all the time. There you go. No. Oh, this is a lot. This is going to be a lot of fun. So the Trump administration, this happened a couple days ago, but apparently they're helping faith-based agencies block LGBTQ adoption. Now that's the way the heading reads on MSN. And it goes on to say that last year, two states passed bills targeting same-sex couples. Notice the terminologies, targeting same-sex couples who wish to adopt foster children. As it turns out, that was only the start of a renewed attack on the LGBTQ adoption process, which is not totally true. I'm going to read this to you, and then you'll see what I'm saying. You'll see how they word these things. You see how they put these things out there. On Wednesday, the Trump administration gave those anti-LGBT efforts a boost by granting a request from the governor of South Carolina to allow federally funded child welfare agencies to turn parents away based on religious beliefs. As CNN reported, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster had asked the Department of Health and Human Services in February of last year to exempt the state's faith-based child welfare agencies. This was an Obama-era, a non-discrimination regulation, and a projected, supposedly protected, LGBT and other couples. Now, although McMaster's February 2018 letter made no direct mention of sexual orientation or same-sex couples, he specifically referenced subsection of the code of the federal regulation which requires child welfare agencies to receive federal funding to treat as valid the marriage of same-sex couples in accordance with the 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges Supreme Court decision. Now, McMaster's claimed, force faith-based child welfare agencies like Miracle Hill in Greenville to abandon their religious beliefs or forego the available public license and licensure and funding. So, here's the deal. Every time you try to force these faith-based organizations to do something. They end up having to drop. And when you talk about the things that the Catholic Church and other groups have done in communities all across the country, stuff that the federal government can't do, and frankly, stuff that PFLAG or local LGBTQ, local atheist groups don't pick up and don't do. It's really that simple. Look at the numbers. They're not there. In the hurricane scenarios, the faith-based groups are usually the first ones in and the last ones out. First one's in the feed, last one's out. And you're going to come against them. You're going to make it harder for them to do. See, the problem is you don't believe in sin. You don't believe in right and wrong. And you're asking these faith-based groups to go against everything they believe to be truth to get federal funding. The problem is that there are other groups out there that get federal funding that are non-faith-based that can place these kids. They can place any child to any group they want to. Now, if you're really, truly trying to find children a good home, why not have as many groups possible out there finding them good homes? Just asking. Dozens of civil rights organizations wrote a letter to HHS regarding the McMaster request, saying they granted an exemption would be, in effect, taxpayer-funded discrimination. It's funny how they believe everything to be discrimination. Everything that anytime somebody says something against the LGBTQ community, it's discrimination. The other way around is fine. You can discriminate against Christians all day long, and it's fine. I can't pray over my food. Not yell and scream aloud prayer. But we've done stories here where cafeteria workers at schools have stopped kids from praying over their food. That's not right. That's discrimination. You're not allowing some. Remember the separation of church and state doesn't say. Matter of fact, it specifically says they won't do anything to stop us from practicing our religion. Right? Well, when you stop me from praying, you're stopping me from practicing my religion. And most people I know don't holler prayers out at the top of their lungs in a cafeteria. They're not walking around school screaming, bless God, thank you, Jesus. Doesn't work that way. We're not doing that. You guys are offended by anything that has to do with God to a big degree. It is not what our founding fathers had in mind. LGBT and other civil rights advocates say it's a continuation of what we've already seen in the states like Kansas and Oklahoma, which both passed laws last year, carving out room for faith-based child welfare. There's absolutely direct. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you honestly, come on, just you and me. Do you honestly believe something here? Do you honestly believe that a Asian-based adoption agency or a black-based adoption agency, and I don't have anything wrong, see anything wrong with either one of those. You don't think they're going to be looking for good Asian families or Asian kids to place with Asian families? You really, really believe that? Same thing with a black or an African-American agency. Don't you think they're going to be looking for good black families to place those kids with? And the hypocrisy with the left when I can't talk about black things because I'm not black. I can't talk about female things because I'm not female. I don't know what the black community has to deal with. It's real simple. I'm not black, and I don't live in a black community. I know human issues. I know that I listen to hypocrisy all the time about the accommodations we have to make for, blacks and others. So why wouldn't a black adoption agency seek out good, solid black families to place those kids with? Makes sense to me. For the sake of diversity, I'm not interested in putting a white kid with a black family or a black kid with a white family just for diversity reasons. It's asinine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't, you know what? Take the number down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it on your hand so you have it for tomorrow, because we're going to be here the rest of the week. Hopefully you will, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.